But it's like when you get a weave and it itches. Oh yeah, yeah, and
I know. Tell me, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Shut up.
Are you announcing on the podcast that you got extensions?
Yeah, I just got little extensions. Just a little.
Is it that Indian hair?
Yeah, it is actually.
Yeah, see, mm-hmm. I know my
great
shit.
Documentary. Good
great
hair.
Lengths. Chris oh, Rock. Good hair. That is a good documentary.
Chris Rock, good hair.
Yeah, I just added a little
length.
You've always
said how good that is. I've never watched that.
I realize that I am very, and I keep using this term, but I am cyclical because in the summer, I like to be very bohemian and very like hippie and goddess.
Yeah, you only take like 4 showers the entire summer, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I stand outside if it rains, but other than that.
Not enough.
And
hello.
Sorry. That's all the time we have right now. We'll be right back.
Damn it. But then when it gets cold out, I go
shower it up.
I go a little, yeah, I shower more. But I go on the fake route. I get fake nails, I get fake hair extensions, I get extensions. I don't know if it's not fake, it's real hair.
Why is that? Why
I don't
do you,
know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's interesting.
But I glam it up and when it's cold.
Hmm.
I wear more makeup, maybe. I don't know.
I understand. Yeah, everyone's all pale and pasty in the winter. It's great. Have you ever looked at a photo of people in the winter?
I know,
at like a party?
It's sad.
It's like,
yeah.
Yeah. You've got dark skin, though.
Been locked in the I have very olivey, so
yeah, you're
I'm very good.
Good. Yeah.
I used to love. I used to love to go to the tanning booth, and I don't really go anymore.
We got some events coming up. If you could hit it up a couple times, I mean.
I'm not a member anymore because here's what happened.
You let your membership lapse?
Well, no.
Are you going to small claims court? What happened?
I'm taking them to court. No, my credit card got compromised.
Declined.
And well, of course. And then no, so I didn't.
Probably saved you a lot of money.
The only way you can get out of some of these. Uh-oh. What's happening?
That was the alarm people. Max set off.
Oh, okay.
You got to have a new credit card on file, so they got rid of it.
Well, no, see, and then when your card's compromised, it's canceled. So then when the cycle comes up and they try to ding your credit card, they can't because the credit card. So then they try to contact you and you don't
answer the phone.
A lot of the times, that's the easiest way to get out is to have your kill the credit card.
And, yeah.
Yeah, but you go to the place where you put your thumb on the scanner and it scans you in. That's pretty bell.
I've never done that.
You went to Suntan City, right?
I Suntan City. Yeah.
Yeah, they got the thumb scanners.
Oh, my brother.
I had to go there. I had to buy 5. I used 2. I had to get ready. I was going to go into the equator, so.
You mean you went to the You went to Suntan City up there, 116th?
I still got 3 free tans if you want them.
No way.
I mean, they're not free. I paid for them, but.
You know, you come from a line of tanners, don't you?
Yeah, you'll have to cut my thumb off and scan me in.
No, where was it you did this at?
Suntan City.
Yeah. Oh, can you make that only on one mic and not on
another?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can do you.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Oh. Now say something.
Beautiful.
No.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I can go just straight up one guy. Huh. What else is amazing there, Chick?
Before we start the Chick McGee Show, I need to tell you about Helix Sleep. Just saying those words
make me happy.
Makes me a little tired. A truly customized mattress will cost you $5,000 to $10,000. We all know it. Hold on. Until now, go to helixsleep.com. Answer a few simple questions. They'll run a 3D biomechanical model of your body through the proprietary algorithms. I said that with no mistakes. They developed with the help from the world's leading ergonomics and biomechanics experts. Those are the sleep scientists. The result? The most comfortable mattress of your life that you've ever slept on. Helix customers report a 30% improvement in overall sleep quality. And for couples, they customize each side of the mattress. Your mattress arrives at your door in about a week and shipping completely free. That's why everyone from GQ Magazine to Forbes are all talking about Helix Sleep. And here's the good part. You have 100 nights to try it out. And if you don't love it, the big L, they'll pick it up for free and give you a full refund, no questions asked. Go to helixsleep.com/podcast and get $50 off your order. That's helixsleep.com/podcast. Helixsleep, helixsleep.com/podcast. $50 off your order. That's what I needed to tell you right there. Thank you very much.
Well, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Well, that spot is about 2 months too late.
Oh, you. This is something radio. Voodoo radio. No, what is it?
This is Beck.
Yeah, I know it's Beck, but the name of the song is.
Nope.
Mexican radio. No, it's not it. It's not Mexican radio.
Spanish.
Oh, haircut. Hair wax.
Devil's haircut.
Devil's haircut. That's what it is.
Oh, yeah, it's me.
I found a haircut. Not the devil part, but I wanted to find a good song that had hair in it.
It's not haircut, it's hair extensions.
I got a haircut, too. They have to blend it.
It does look amazing. I would never know.
It will look much better in 2 days when I get to wash it.
Hi, welcome to the Chick McGee Show. I'm Chick McGee. That's Jason Hofsetz. That's Jess Hooker. And her hair extensions, that's Jeff Vibbert, 100% natural. Are you 100% natural?
Oh, yeah.
You raw dogging it?
Easy. Oh, yes.
Oh, my God. Have you guys seen this movie called Sausage Party?
Not yet, no.
It's so funny.
I've been wanting to see it.
I saw I saw the preview for it. And
it's crude, right?
I mean, it's the filthiest thing I've ever seen in my life.
So I was like, let's watch Sausage Party. And Max was like, no. And I was like, why? And I was like, isn't it just like about groceries? And he was like, Mom, it's the worst movie ever.
Yeah, it's like every other word is...
And he's home alone today, so I'm guessing he's probably watching it right now.
Every other word is the big F word, and like these different...
Fuck.
Yep, and these different... like this hot dog and this bun are having sex, and they play just the
Does
tip.
Does it show them?
Yes!
Having sex?
Yes!
Cartoons having sex?
It's a hot dog and a bun. I mean,
is it kind of hot?
So what does he do? Does he just jump out of the bun and into the bun and
bun? Let me talk to Jeff. Huh. Yeah, it is kind of hot. Yeah. Actually, now that you're talking about it. There's Selma Hayek plays this taco, and she's,
she's
terrible. A lesbian. It's crazy.
Really?
It's lunatic time. Yeah. And Kristen Wiig is Brenda the Bun. And right at the end...
I did watch the trailer for it, and it's pretty funny because every time
it's a free for all.
Yeah, they're in the grocery store, and when someone's grocery shopping and they get chosen, they're like, "Yeah!" And then they get there, and what is it? Oh, the grapes! It shows her eating the grapes, and they're like, "What are you doing?"
No, and then no.
Oh, baby carrots! It was baby carrots.
Baby carrots are trying to get off.
These babies!
Let's run for it! And then you see them rolling off the counter, but they're actually running. And they pick up the baby carrots and throw them in their mouths and start eating them. And
I don't know if I can watch this. You know that I already assign emotions to inanimate objects. This is really going to fuck me up.
Well,
or I could lose a lot of weight.
But it's cartoon, so can't you get past that?
Jason, I just said I assign emotions.
Did you not hear me?
Well, you know, and she assigns gender to letters, too. You remember that
I assign gender to everything. Yeah. That's like the worst thing you can do today, too, right? Like
genders?
That's literally
assigning a gender?
The worst thing you could do.
Giving gender roles.
Yeah, I know.
There are more than a couple same-sex physical goings-on in this movie. It's implied, anyway. I mean...
Well, how does the taco have sex?
With Brenda the Bun.
Brenda the Bun and Tina the Taco? No. What's her name?
Trauma. I don't know what the taco.
Let's call it Tina.
Tina the Taco.
Now, is her...
But I'm watching it with my daughter, who's an adult, but I'm still watching it with my daughter yesterday. Go ahead.
So is the food talk, or are there other inanimate objects that are...
Just the food.
Just the food, okay.
And actually, bath salts as part of...
Are you serious?
The movie, if humans are injected with bath salts, they possess the ability to see the food talk.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. It's out there,
man. Is this
a
Seth Rogen film?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what I think. I think they all set her out. Rogen and Franco and Jonah Hill. And
I just watched another trailer with Franco.
And Ed Norton, for God's sake.
Not him. Hmm. No, not him or not him, but he plays like this just giant douchebag. And who's the guy from the movie with all the meth, the television show?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bryan Cranston.
Bryan Cranston plays the dad.
Yeah, it's kind of a comedy, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know, the villain in this is Nick Kroll. He plays a douche bottle. So he talks like this. Hey, bro.
So that's not.
You coming at me, bro.
That's not food, though.
Oh, that's true. You're right. Yeah.
Is that the only non-food
thing?
Well,
I was just curious if there were scissors that were alive. That's what I was thinking.
No, there aren't.
For Tina and Brenda?
Yeah.
Oh, for scissors. Oh, yeah. There is some scissoring that goes. No, it's just.
Bunning? Tacoing. What are they doing?
Or oraling. Is that a verb? Yes.
What?
Yeah. Oh right at the gosh. End. This is a
completely new fetish then, I'm sure. There's gonna be sausage party porn.
I think it already is a fetish. I think cartoon stuff.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
There's like a circle and a bunch of his buddies and at the end of the movie. And
like a for real sausage party?
No, it's the cartoons. Circle jerk. The cartoons are standing around and it's the sausage and and there's a bagel and the falafel don't get together. Boy, they don't get along, but they do get together and they find out they're
actually in love.
They like each other. Yeah, pretty much.
Movie with a message. Was there ever a scene right. where you're like, I can't laugh at this because my daughter's in the room? But she started laughing.
Yes. No, that didn't happen. No, actually, she's all of a sudden had to get up and leave or something. Her mom called or something. I don't know.
She didn't finish the movie with
no,
you?
No, we didn't finish. I finished it this morning, actually.
Before work?
That's why he talked about it.
Afterward.
Okay.
Oh. What?
What? It was weird, man. I just needed
to
see.
What did I watch?
I think it's going to be like, people are going to look back at this and go, well, that was before Sausage Party.
Right.
You know? watershed moment here.
That's
okay.
Right, yeah.
I watched the Nora Ephron documentary.
Oh, how'd you like that?
It was good. It was good.
I thought so.
And then I watched Julie and Julia again.
Oh, yeah.
I love that movie.
Yeah.
I can't decide if Paul and Julia Child are my favorite couple or if it's only because they were played by my two favorite actors.
Oh, Stanley Tucci and Meryl Streep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You see any sad documentaries recently, Jeff?
I have
not. Nora Ephron dies.
What is Nora? Who is Nora Ephron?
She was a writer. About? She's a writer. She wrote, you wouldn't know anything about Heartburn, but she wrote You've Got Mail, When Harry Met Sally.
Yeah. All you have to say is she's a writer, and I know it's going to be sad. Yeah.
She was also at Esquire when
She was the first female writer right. with a column at Esquire when it was completely, it was all men.
Yeah.
Hemingway. And when we say all men, it's Hemingway and Tom Wolfe and a couple other
and
big
Gay,
names.
What's that other guy's name? I always forget his last name. I just remember his first name's Gay.
Gay Talese.
Talese.
That's it.
She married. She was married to one of the guys who broke Watergate.
Carl Bernstein. Yeah. They were kind of a Hollywood couple before Hollywood couples were a thing.
Well, no, they were a Hollywood couple when Hollywood couples were like educated, good people. They weren't just fucking Kanye and Kim, like who had zero anything.
Okay. All right.
Which I'm sorry, but I still, and now that Jason just walked out of the room, I am going to say Kanye is talented. He's a talented, he's a talented musical producer. Lyricist, whatever you want to say, but she is
talentless.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Literally zero things.
Well, the only thing, though, is that she really, you have to say that she has
assets.
That
she's orchestrating this whole thing and keeping herself.
But have you seen pictures?
I mean, she's made millions of dollars just being a Kardashian.
Yeah, which is fine, I guess. But that's. I mean, but it. I don't know.
The person that makes her entertaining is the producer of that show, who also he's done a bunch of stuff. Cohen, I think.
Yeah,
Cohen. He's super talented, and I think he's the one that produced that show. The show is entertaining. Like I've seen a couple.
I only watch it when I'm on the Stairmaster.
Yeah.
Which now I'm. Like, as I say that out loud, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah. Mm. But no, I think she has a lot of talented people around her that keep her.
Of course.
All the people behind the scenes.
Yeah, for sure.
When I say that, I'm the guy who watched the reality show about a suntan.
Oh.
What was it called? Suntan.
Sunset. Sunset tan?
Sunset tan. Yeah. That's it. Yeah, and that's all it was about.
But was it did they also go off-site and do spray tans for famous people?
Yes, famous people.
Do you remember that?
Every now and then. Did you watch it?
No.
Oh, my God, I lost my mind on this show. I was possessed by the. I was obsessed and possessed
Why?
By the. I don't know. I just started watching it.
Was there a cute girl
it.
In there? Don't lie.
Probably.
Yeah, there
which
has
means
to be.
There was.
There has to be.
Yeah, there's got to be, you know.
It's a
hello,
place.
Would you like a tan? You know, you can't.
And it's in California?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
The hunchback.
Of all of the terrible habits that I've had, I wish that tanning was somehow safe.
Yeah.
I don't miss smoking cigarettes or doing drugs. I just miss tanning.
When they bumped it up to a level one carcinogen, same as cigarettes, that kind of makes you go, Oh. Okay. Well, gee, I don't know what I can do now. Dang. But isn't the sun the same way, right?
Yeah, but it's not 3 inches from your nose.
Yeah. Are they called the Ollie girls? The Ollie girls?
Yes, the Ollie girls. Yes, I knew it. That's them, the Ollies.
A sister duo.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fucking handy. Literally. That's so basic.
Oh, my God. Yeah, what are they doing? Do they have an update? What are they doing? Do they have any sort of update? Oh, my
God. Where are they now?
You know. Honestly, do you know what actually...
Dumb.
A guy from Indianapolis actually went out there and started
Sunset Tan,
I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so you were interested in it just because it was like a local thing.
That's right.
Okay, all right, that makes sense.
This was a long time ago. This was...
I'll bet you it was 8 years ago.
It was a long time ago.
8 years ago, you think?
That was the old me.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly 8 years ago.
Exactly 8 years ago?
Yeah. Oh, wait, the final episode... was September of 2008.
You know, when I say that I was obsessed with this show, I think I probably watched it 7 episodes in a row.
You know why I remember that? Because he would fucking recap this stuff on planes on our way to different comedy shows. That's how I knew that was about 8 years ago.
So then they would walk in and they had to go to, I forget where the first guest star was.
I think it was a Kardashian. They went into their house and they spray tanned.
Let's say it was Kim Kardashian because they were losing their minds. You know, you can't act that way. When you go to Kim Kardashian's, you can't act that way. Okay, you might be able to act that way in the salon, and we'd really not rather you not do it here. But if you go to Kardashian's house, that's not going to be.
I roll off some of the guest appearances?
Yes.
With celebrities.
Okay.
I don't know the first one. Tracy Bingham.
Need to see the show. I need this.
Jessica Canseco. Remember Jose Canseco's wife?
Yeah.
She's like perfect for this.
Yeah.
Bless her heart.
Chelsea Handler. Mm-hmm. Nothing's going to fix that. Jenna Jameson.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Cato Caitlin.
Oh.
Caitlin, sorry.
Yes. Cato was on the show at the salon one time. They didn't go to his house. He was a walk-in.
Oh,
Chris. He didn't even make an appointment or anything.
He didn't even make an appointment.
What a dick.
I love in those episodes where like a guest comes in and it's supposed to be like just random and they're just like looking around and they walk in like, oh, what? Is this the place? And I don't know.
All the cameras are set up. Ready to go. Yeah.
Chris Kattan from SNL.
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian.
Right.
Mario Lopez. Yeah.
Dreamboat.
Candace Michelle, a former WWE diva. Pauly Shore, and one more good one. Britney Spears showed up.
Ooh, was that a finale?
Well, 8 years ago, that would have been heavy. Yeah. Britney Spears, right?
Yeah.
The first season was.
She may have gone in for a head spray. So all that.
The first season was 12 episodes, and then the second season only lasted 7 more.
Oh.
There was a second season.
Yeah.
Is it still out there?
She's gonna buy it on iTunes.
It's on DVD.
Yes. The complete box set.
Oh, I know. What's it? Sunset Tan. Sunset Tan. That's it. Yeah. Does it say anything about a guy from Indianapolis running it?
Well, the executive producers are Michelle Collins, Kevin Deal, and Jay James.
I don't know. I want to say that's one of the guys.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. I was just interested.
Yeah, the local. Yeah,
sure,
shop local.
The flavor,
yeah,
the homeboy.
Yeah, got to support local.
He's my boy.
I don't know. What was the first reality show you watched? I watched a little bit of Survivor the other day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Does it feel like it's the same Survivor from the first season?
Okay, I remember when you were up to your ears in Jersey Shore.
No, I was never up for that.
Yes, you were.
No, I wasn't.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm very 100% positive.
Grenade in the house.
I never watch that show on a regular basis.
Well, there was one of those you watched all the time.
Okay, but that wasn't it.
All right, which one was it?
I don't know. I barely remember what I did yesterday.
So it could have been Jersey Shore.
It wasn't because I don't know Jersey Shore.
What's Snooki mean to you? What's Snooki mean to you?
I don't know.
I watched Jersey Shore.
It's Pat McAfee's dog. That's what I think when you say Snooki.
I feel like I dog sit for them, and I feel like such a weirdo whenever I lean out the back door and I go, Snooki, come here, get in the house.
Do they say Snooks? They call her Snooks?
Snooks.
Snooks.
Did you get your nails done?
Uh-huh. I got fake nails, too.
Remember, it's fake time.
Fall. Yeah.
It's fake time.
Fake fall. Those are really like thick.
They're called almond shaped.
Yeah, yeah. They look like an almond. Yeah. You could really jab an eye with those.
No, oh, you should have seen. I drew blood the other day just scratching my forehead.
Ah.
Yeah.
Blah.
I know.
It's like your vampire.
Blah.
Yep.
I wonder how many reality shows have been produced since. And what was the first one? Like MTV?
And yeah, we've talked about this. No, we talked about this the other day. It was the PBS one.
Oh, The Loud Family and American Life. Right, right. That was in the 70s.
Yep.
And then from there, right?
And then The Real World, I think. Or the Who Wants to Marry a Millionaire, that whole thing.
I say we make our own reality show. Is there one about a nail salon? There probably is. But
there's got to be.
Jason, Chick, and I are all the ladies that do the nails.
We're not.
We do the nails and the massages, and Jess runs the place. And we Asian Jess up a little bit more.
Well, she's not far.
More.
Are we going to be dressed like ladies?
I thought you said reality.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. It's all fake.
I know. It is all scripted. It's called scripted reality.
Yeah. So do we need to learn the language, Jeff? Or
no, that's racist, dude. Let's come on.
Well, so we can talk about the clients and they know what we're saying.
We got to learn Mandarin. So let's start learning now.
I've had the oranges.
They're great.
It's the only thing I know about Mandarin. They make great tiny oranges.
I think all we have to do is watch Wayne World.
We can learn how to order.
Was it Mandarin?
Chinese.
What was it?
I think it was Mandarin.
No, he speaks. Yeah, Rob Lowe speaks Mandarin. But what? No, she does it. Taiwanese.
Yeah,
Mandarin.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
When's the last time you saw
Wayne's World?
Wayne's World.
Like last week.
Okay.
My kids watch it. Max and Addy watch it once a week. Easy. Max on hat day has a replica Wayne's World hat he wears.
That's
to
awesome.
School.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
So he's had to teach kids, you know, because kids were like, what the heck's Wayne's World?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. We draw the line with Blazing Saddles. Like, hey, let's just not tell anybody that Grandpa let you watch that, please.
Yeah.
Boy, that's a little, Blazing Saddles.
That's a rough one.
It's kind of.
We were just talking about movies we grew up watching all the time. And if we were at our mom's house, my brother and I were either watching Bloodsport. Or
what?
Yeah, it's like a Jean-Claude Van Damme movie.
Yeah.
Or Total Recall.
Yeah.
Yes.
The third boob one.
We watched.
Yeah, I remember
those
that.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, I'm thinking Time Cop.
No.
Time Cop is a great movie.
It is a good movie.
Really?
With Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah.
Time Cop. Best Jean-Claude Van Damme movie. Go.
Oh, Time Cop.
Bloodsport.
Ooh, we got to fight.
Remember when, like, not that long ago, Jean-Claude Van Damme showed up in these, was it Old Spice commercials?
where he was
doing these incredibly wild physical, like doing these splits or something on a moving power of speedboat or something? Do you remember this? Am I...
Kind of. I mean, yeah.
Yes. This is the part of the podcast where I go, yes, I hear all of you screaming at your speakers telling me what, but I can't hear you. I'm sorry.
So what happened to him? I mean, did he get replaced by someone younger and like him?
Do you remember his nickname?
Mm-mm.
The Muscles from Brussels.
That's who that is.
Oh, my gosh. It's exactly what it is. I was just looking here.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
He lost his face during a stunt, and he hasn't made an appearance in public since.
That's not true.
Is that the rumor, or is that a fact?
Yeah. He was going. What? He was on a speedboat, and he fell off, and his face got ripped off by the water. It's like,
oh my God.
At 90 miles an hour, it's like concrete.
You are an idiot.
I'm serious.
Oh, you don't want to put your face into the water.
No.
It's like concrete with your face.
Van Damme has been married 5 times to four different women.
Oh, 4 different women?
Mm-hmm. An idiot.
Double dipping in the well. I like it.
What? Does it say what commercial he's in?
Yeah.
Help me.
Volvo Trucks.
I think that's it. Yes, yeah.
He is standing doing splits
yep. on the Volvo
truck. It was a Super Bowl commercial.
And they're rolling towards you.
The most epic of splits, yes.
He's got his arms folded like this, and they're coming at you.
I didn't know that was him.
And he's totally doing the splits.
Because his face was gone.
Yes.
So you're staring at his crotch instead of his face. You don't even know that he doesn't have a face.
If any man is doing the splits, I'm immediately looking at his crotch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, where?
Is that right?
Yeah.
You're yeah. Like, really?
Well, it's just
if
like
if a woman did splits, what would you look at?
Crotch.
See?
Them butt cheeks.
No, think about it, chick.
Them butt cheeks.
Crotch.
It's just where the lines meet. You know what I mean? Crotch when you're looking
vision.
At.
That's what they wanted to call sunset tan. Crotch vision.
Crotch what?
Crotch vision.
I thought you said crotch vagina.
I did too. I was like, what?
That sounds like a 10-year-old making up a porn.
Yeah.
Crotch vagina. Yeah, that's it. That's what we'll call it.
So I'm making this porn.
Yeah, it's called crotch vagina and anal butt. And what we're doing.
A lot of anal butt.
How do you feel about it? The word crotch sounds really dirty, right?
It sounds very earthly.
It's so earthly. It's so guttural.
But it applies to either one. That's the nice thing.
It's guttural.
There's no gender to crotch.
Yeah.
It's primal. It's bleh.
Yeah, crotch.
Bleh.
I don't know. I don't have a lot of – I don't have words that bother me like that.
I've got another $1 million idea.
What about moist?
That doesn't bother me.
Panties?
No. Hmm. Panties.
Just farts.
Fart. That's him.
That's me and Jimmy Pardo. Honestly,
that's right.
What should you call underwear? Yeah, because panties, I feel creepy when I say it.
I say panties to Max just to piss him off. Your panties are clean. Come get them from the laundry room.
Hey, girl, go get your panties on.
Yeah, he hates
that. I say drawers.
I say.
Draws.
Addie says, nunderwear.
Does that mean she's going to go with that? Commando?
No, it's just something that's how she said it when she was little.
Nunderwear sounds like I'm not wearing anything.
I'm wearing none underwear.
Nunderwear. I still call the elbow.
Yeah.
One of my kids called it the elbow. So I still call it, is it your elbow?
The one who coined the word mazagine was here yesterday. She said Mazzagino, and I still call him Mazzagino.
Magazine. Yeah.
Mazzagino.
That one's almost so far from it, it's like you have to explain what it is.
Max said, we still say moker. Instead of motorcycle, he would say moker.
Moker?
Moker.
Look at that moker.
A moker.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah. And then the kid next door had a four-wheeler, and he called that a Kip moker because his name was Kip. But, yeah, just weird things kids say.
Where are you on areas for the kids?
Huh?
Did you go with the medical terms? Or? Because my mom and dad is why I'm asking.
Okay, how about you start this? Then?
Dinkus.
Dinkus was your dick?
Dinkus.
I thought that's what you called somebody. Well, I guess you call people dicks, too. I don't know.
Wasn't that Mayor Dinkus?
Dinkins. I always thought that was funny. I think I was
in Seinfeld? It was Dinkins.
Mayor Dinkins, yeah. Well, he was actually the mayor of New York. Yeah.
Well, the Polish have a thing called, I think it's Dinkus Day. Maybe it's Dingus, maybe with the G.
Dirty Dingus McGee.
It's the day after Easter.
Oh, really?
And after they've been doing their little things or not doing things during Lent, they make up for it on Dingus Day.
Oh, huh.
Yeah. Is it like Boxing Day?
They go hog wild eating and smoking and drinking.
No, it's like it's like Fat Tuesday only after.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
What's after Fat Tuesday?
No, it's after Lent. Like you do Fat Tuesday before Lent, and so you fast all of Lent, and then the day after Lent.
So Fat Tuesday, you load up because you're going to fast, and then you've been fasting, so then you
load up again. Yep. Yeah.
It's not like Vomit Wednesday.
No, that's not. Is that here at your house?
Oh, well, Fat Tuesday, and then you vomit
Wednesday.
Oh.
Right? Get it?
I thought you were just like, you just puke on Wednesdays. We called me growing up, I don't know. I've always used, I don't know. Yeah, I guess we just use the regular terms.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I don't know when it changed, but yeah, everybody started.
It's a Polish thing.
To use the clinical.
We always called it the who. Muszki. Muszki is what Polish people call the girly.
Mm-hmm.
Part. You mean all the who's down in Whoville?
That's what we call it. I don't know why all my aunts called it your who. I don't know. That's it.
Not going to sugarcoat it for you, Jeff. It's a penis and a vagina. All right?
Deal with it.
Deal with
it. So a Papa Vib said.
Yep.
Now get in there, son. Do the best you can.
Here's some condoms and good luck to you. I'm 14. I don't care.
here's an awkward question.
Oh, good.
Has Karen said anything about wanting grandkids?
Oh, she knows I fuck.
That wasn't the question I asked, Jeff.
That's up to my brother.
Does she know you I'll bring protection? Yeah,
I'll bring the grand dogs.
Okay.
I'll bring the grand dogs.
Oh, is your brother married?
Nah.
Oh.
He's been dating the same girl for a while.
Okay.
We've gone in and out of
hot dog buns?
Relationships. Well, they've been steady 6 years or whatever.
Oh,
seven. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, that long, huh?
Yeah.
They're one of those new relationships that just kind of they live together?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So they just kind of live together. They're a couple, but they haven't got married.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is that? Domestic
partnership?
Yeah.
I'm trying to get one of those.
How's it going?
Why don't you?
Not very
is there
well.
A sign up sheet or why don't you move in here?
Yeah, I'll move in here.
You guys could be in a domestic partnership.
We could make a Christmas card.
You know, I always think when Jeff and I will just like go to like have lunch or something, it's like the big silver daddy is here with his little boy toy. That's what
no,
I think of.
No, the best time that ever mm-hmm. happened.
I can see that.
Was we were at the
Shut
mall.
Up.
We were at the mall during the holidays, and it was you and me and my brother and Addie. And
oh,
I come out of the
right.
store and Chick's right. holding one of Addie's hands and my brother's holding the other. I was like, oh, that sweet gay couple just adopted that little girl.
Congrats. Josh and I adopted a little girl.
It was pretty funny.
That was pretty funny.
That's great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. We'll be back with part two in a minute.
No, can do that right now.
Yeah, do that.
Well, no, that's what I was going to do. But first.
Oh, but first.
I'm sorry. You're a professional. I'm sorry.
Don't wait. There's more. Are you looking to buy? You just bought a car, Vibbert.
Just bought a car. I've sold two.
You know what you need to do?
Get another car.
Buy another car.
I do. I need two. I need to have two at all times.
You were just telling me the other day, I don't like having just one car.
He said and it was a genuine feeling.
He was
I
a genuine.
Like,
that's
but
right.
You love your car.
Love my car.
When you're looking to buy a car, you want to make sure you're getting real pricing on actual inventory. You don't want any make-believe prices on make-believe cars.
Mm-mm.
People can configure cars online only later to find out, oh, that's not available. Well, with TrueCar, you get real pricing on actual inventory, not pricing offered by TrueCar, but pricing from an actual dealer, and not just any dealer, TrueCar certified dealer. It's a carefully curated network of dealers committed to transparency and offering you a competitive market price. Using TrueCar, you can easily find the car you want. Next, TrueCar will show you what other people in your area paid for the same car you're looking for. Over 3 million cars have been sold to TrueCar users by the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network. Over 13,000 TrueCar Certified Dealers nationwide. You'll work directly with a TrueCar Certified Dealer. Contact and TrueCar users are more likely to enjoy a faster buying process when they connect with TrueCar Certified Dealers. TrueCar users save an average of over $3,000 off the MSRP. Once you register with TrueCar, you see real price on actual inventory, competitive pricing offered to you only by a TrueCar certified dealer for an actual vehicle on their lot. It's pricing you'll see before going to a dealership so you can feel confident when you show up. TrueCar shows their customers all their available incentives before they arrive at the dealership. That's TrueCar.com. Get on board.
How much do they save?
Over $3,000. At TrueCar.com. We'll be back with part two of The Chick McGee Show on Podcast One.
John Mayer, baby. I can name any John Mayer song in the first 3 seconds.
Yeah,
new
we
song,
know. We know.
His new song, I can already get it.
Is this the Weeknd one?
Yeah.
I don't like it, Jeff.
Oh, but were you listening to it when you're driving at night down the road?
Yeah, I was driving home from the Mexican restaurant. It was terrible.
It's catchy, but the writing is a little lazy.
It is lazy. Okay, I think it's because I saw you tweet that, so it was in my head the first time I heard this song.
He's not the best lyricist, is he?
Some of his stuff is
his old stuff.
But it's hit.
Clarity's. Listen to Clarity in about 10 times in a row.
I don't feel it in his heart here.
When did this come out? Thursday, last Thursday at 4 o'clock. Jeff texted me this at 4:01. Check it out!
And he was sick
at the time. Yeah, you were sick. It was amazing.
But there's a line where John Mayer goes, I survive on the breath you're finished with. And my dad was like, how much pussy you think he got off the
line? Papa
Your
Bibbs.
Dad said that.
Papa Bibbs.
But it's a single, so it's got to be quick and catchy into the chorus real quick.
And then the good stuff will come later.
Yeah, the deep cuts where it's... He said in a text, tweet...
To you?
I wish it was a text. He said in a
tweet, that's interesting.
He said in a tweet, one of the songs in this album is going to be the saddest song he's ever written.
Shit.
And I go,
really?
Yes.
And Jeff got a giant boner.
I go, I want to feel your pain. Let your pain be
a depressed
pain.
Boner.
What's he talk about when the phone? Just turn that shit
His
over.
His DB.
Oh, just flip it over.
Flip it over. Don't want to see
what?
It. Hi, welcome back to the Chick McGee Show. I'm Chick. That's Jess. That's Jeff. That's Jason.
Here's my, was it this one, Jess, we used to talk about? That he was really lazy writing.
Waiting on the World Change, his number one song?
But that's all he says.
Waiting for the World.
That's all he says.
Say.
Yeah.
Say is the song.
That was the one that he wrote for the movie.
Say what you want to say.
Yes, say what you need to say. Not what you want to say.
Whatever.
What you need to say. What your heart is telling you.
I love say what you're going to say.
I don't know.
Morgan Freeman, Jack Nicholson.
Yeah. That's
say what you need to say.
I like the beginning, but then the last half of it is just...
Oh, the instrumental's great. It could be fun. Yeah, but it is odd.
Every little past breath.
Jeff's eyes closed.
He's getting even when the eyes are closing, that's a lyric in this.
A suit of armor.
Better put him in quotations.
Say what you need to say.
Say what you need to say. I rented this movie with my buddy, and we had two girls come over. This is ninth grade, and I was like, all right.
Oh, fuck you.
I was like, all right. I'm going to hold this girl's hand. And then I was like, no, I backed out, because we weren't together. We weren't going steady.
Are you chicken out?
So then I go, okay, when the John Mayer song comes on, I'm going to do it. It came on during the credits, and I fucked myself. Oh, it was the worst.
You chose a movie with Jack Nicholson and Morgan Freeman to watch with girls when you were a freshman in high school.
Yeah, I was very grown and
very, very grown.
I was an old soul.
I was very, very grown.
So
you know what? You know what movie you watch now with the babes? Sausage Party. That's what you need to watch with them.
See,
holy hell!
I watched. We watched Bucket List because it's like you'll appreciate this movie when you're older. Trust me. I told her that. But then I started watching.
Like
after
when
that,
you get your license.
Yeah, it didn't work.
10 months
I've
from
never
now.
I've seen you upset with somebody because they're younger than you. This is exciting.
It didn't work. So then we started watching Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh.
The original?
No, the new one. I made out to that so many times. I can tell you all the good makeout scenes.
Because they get scared?
Is that yeah.
Really?
That guy's going to make a lamp out of my face. Make out with me. Suck on my face.
So he can't rip it off. What? We were talking about the movies, and I said Total Recall and Bloodsport, and then I remember. But if we were at my dad's house, we were watching Spaceballs or Blazing Saddles.
Wait a minute, is Total Recall the one with Sharon Stone in it?
No,
that's
Sharon Stone and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No, Arnold Schwarzenegger's in it. It's when he sticks that pickle grabber up his nose and pulls that thing out.
No,
yes, Total Recall.
Who's the lady? Yeah, it's not.
Sharon Stone's
she looks
in
like
it.
Her.
I'm telling you,
Elizabeth
I think it's Shue. No, I think it is Sharon Stone.
I think you're full of shit.
I think he might be right.
I'm very disgruntled.
That was from 1990. Is that sound right?
Yeah, and Sharon Stone.
They redid it in 2012.
Sharon Stone still looked like Sharon Stone.
Sharon Stone.
What's the movie with Sharon Stone?
It is Sharon Stone. Isn't it?
Yep, Sharon Stone.
Goodfellas,
where she hangs lip.
No, because I remember.
Oh, there's a number in it, I think.
Well, it hangs out her
back. Indecent Exposure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there that's it. Yeah.
Puts her who out on display?
She doesn't put her who on display.
She sure does.
No, it's not on
right
display.
There,
it
right
was,
there with Newman.
It was an exclamation.
Newman's all sweaty.
He's
remember
all
that?
Sweaty.
I've never seen that one.
He's smoking the hell out of that cigarette. So what's going on?
He's basically acting like badass Newman in Seinfeld.
Right.
Do you think he's do you think he is, of all of the Seinfeld characters, who would you most want to hang out with, like in real life?
Okay. What's his first name? His last name's Knight.
Wayne Knight.
I would have said Michael Richards before like 2011, but
right.
Well, that was long ago than that.
Who's Wayne Knight?
That's Newman.
Oh.
He's also in Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Remember him
in
that?
Yeah. Huh.
Who would I hang out with? I mean, I'm thinking Jerry. I mean, I know that is that lame to say?
No, I feel like I would do Elaine or George. But I feel like George in real life. What's his real name?
Jason Alexander.
Jason Alexander. I feel like I'd do Jason Alexander in real life.
I dated a girl that dated Jason Alexander's kid. Hung out with him at like a hotel or something.
Tell me his name's Alex.
You mean she slept with Jason Alexander?
Yeah.
Is his name Alex?
I would have too.
I don't know what his name
Alex
is.
Alex Alexander?
I don't know. She just told me that. I've also indirectly made out with Ethan Hawke's half-brother. Dated a girl that dated... I assume Ethan Hawke and his half-brother have kissed at one point.
So wait a minute. So instead of 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, you play 6 degrees of who you make out with?
Yeah.
So in, using Ethan this Hawk. Formula, you've kissed Ethan Hawke.
Yeah.
Huh.
No big deal.
I don't know if I've
so,
ever...
But you delve into this with the girls you're making out with?
I usually find out secondhand or down the road.
Or that you have them supply like a resume up front. I'm going to need to know
now,
who you've
now that we've made out, I need you to fill out this form. And so there's the everyone and the family.
So is this
and...
pillow talk that you go over? Or
no.
So who before me?
So I can beat myself up later.
Who you been smooching on?
Do you lay and play with your eyebrows?
Yeah.
You automatically did that.
Or I just lay there and I twirl the cord to the phone and
Does anybody know Lil Dicky,
the rapper?
I know
a Dicky.
I know a damn Dicky. Yeah,
we know a Dicky.
What is this? And why are we playing? It's not John Mayer. This is the John Mayer Hour.
Oh. Is this from Sausage Party?
This is pillow talking.
Damn. L tap twice
on some ass. This reminds me of that tiptoeing my jaw.
What?
You don't know tiptoeing?
No.
Okay, if we're gonna talk about
what is that?
If we're gonna talk about
in my drawers?
And no, it's a it was a guy. Do you remember that album cover that he had? He was like holding a baby.
No.
Yes, you know. Listen. This is it. There it is.
You are so good, Jess. Look at that. Is she amazing?
Oh my god, that is amazing.
Listen. This was a legitimate song.
Riff Raff.
Yeah. Listen. Yeah. Tiptoeing in my Jordans. Tiptoeing in my Jordans. Just cop the Porsche. Tiptoeing in my Jordans. Okay.
And for the record, you spell Jawdins,
Jawdins.
Oh, tiptoeing in my Jawdins.
Jawdins.
I thought you said tiptoeing in my drawers.
He's holding a dog and a baby. Why?
Has this guy done anything else?
I love it. The movie Spring Breakers.
Did they do that?
Oh, Spring Breakers.
It's loosely based on him.
That's a crazy...
But there's like a big
flipping movie.
Controversy saying that... No, it's not Riff Raff, but yeah.
But since we're talking about stuff like this, and have you guys... Dr. How many Pepper? Of the videos have you watched of I got greens, I got beans, I got potatoes? Yeah. Have you watched it?
I got rams, hogs, logs, potatoes, tomatoes. Oh, I love that.
Have you watched this?
No. What are you talking about?
They're obviously at church and she's singing a song and it's an older black woman in like a pretty lavender like Sunday outfit and she just starts rattling off food.
What do I do, Jeff?
I'll have it up in a second.
Greens, beans, potatoes, tomatoes. Okay, just Google that.
Greens, beans, tomatoes, potatoes.
Yeah. You name it! You name it! That's what she says at the end.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And she's, okay.
It's
all
a
right.
song.
Oh my
at
god.
Church?
It's got
no,
a
like,
million
like,
and a half views.
Like you could,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, like you could tell that she's.
Here we go.
Yeah, listen.
Look! Okay, I'm looking. I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, beans,
greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rat. You name it!
So this is a mashup.
Yeah, they do a mashup of people dancing to it. Now they've got dancing.
But it's some sort of religious event.
She's at church, and she's like, and I don't know what she's supposed to be looking at, but she's like, I got greens, beans, tomatoes, potatoes, and she's just looking.
But the screen says, me, Grandma, what are we cooking for Thanksgiving? Yeah. And it says, Grandma, and then...
Yeah, she does this.
Then it's this.
Chicken, turkey.
You name it.
That is so...
It is.
Oh,
funny.
My God.
See, this is why the internet was invented.
Yeah.
You would have never... Crazy.
Think how bored we'd be.
I know. We'd have to talk to each other.
Man.
I bet we'd run out. We'd have run out of stuff.
So what's the age now? What's the age where a kid gets a cell phone? What's the age?
13.
Well, Max got his when he was in middle school. And his sister got one when he was in middle school because it was buy one, get one free. So, but she doesn't, she hasn't, her phone has been turned off and in the drawer for probably 3 months.
I bet it's probably about seventh grade.
I would say when you enter middle school.
It's in that range.
With Max, it was like, okay, now you have an after school practice. Now you're doing study tables in the morning. Like, there's a couple of reasons that you do need to have a phone. You're going to be going home and getting off the bus by yourself.
Right.
Just different things. So, but then there's times where I have his phone for a couple months or weeks.
It's like anything. It's a privilege. It's like a car.
They don't understand that, though.
They don't.
The older they get, the more,
entitled.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. Kids. I don't know how you
teach.
I think
that's humans in general, I think.
Yeah. You think so?
Yeah.
You name it. Sorry.
It's so funny. It's so funny.
We're coming down from that.
If I could have had a cell phone in high school, I probably wouldn't have beat teen pregnancy, man. Cell phones made it so easy. No face-to-face. You didn't have to talk to people face-to-face. You didn't have to work up the courage to go ask a girl to the dance.
Just meet them up?
You didn't have to call her home and talk to her mom or dad.
Yeah, that's the thing that I kind of am bummed out about because, like, there's been a handful of times where my kids have had to call – well, Max has had to call a friend – and he's on the home phone, and our home phone is in the middle of the house. It's just like in the hallway in the middle of the house.
A wired phone?
Yes. Okay. And it's just on the wall. And so I was like, well, call him and find out. So I call. And I promise you, the very first time he had to call a friend, he was like, hello? I think I have the wrong number. And he hangs up. And I was like, what happened? And he was like, Matthew didn't answer. And I was like, maybe it was his mom. Maybe you should have asked for Matthew. Okay, I'll try it again.
What's his mom's name?
Eileen.
Hello, Eileen. Oh, my goodness. How you doing? It's Max Hooker here. Hi.
Eileen.
Right. Oh, love you.
Right. So he called back and she was like, Max, did you just call here? He's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, they just don't know how to, like, converse with people over the phone. Right. There's no phone manners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's funny when I see my daughter, who's 15, talking to someone on the phone.
Right.
It's almost like a little project I'm kind of watching. Like,
yeah,
it humors
attention.
Me.
Yeah. It is
because it seems so awkward.
Yeah.
So when I watch girls, I can just call it a project and it's okay?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
My best friend from since middle school, she was cleaning out her garage and she found her box of notes from high school. And she took a picture of one and she sent it to me. And it is pretty funny because it's pretty much I haven't changed it at all.
Oh, it was from you.
It was from me to her.
Is it written in gel pen?
No, but it's so funny. I feel like all girls had
it's
this
not
handwriting.
Black or blue ink, though, I can tell you that.
Hey, girl, how's it going?
Hey, girl.
Well, not much here. We should go to Chi-Chi's after the game Thursday. That would be so cool. We should figure out who is all going and call the place an hour ahead. That way we don't have to wait. I was like, something's ever changed. In a high school note, I'm planning ahead.
No, but that, like, I bet that's a great idea. We'll call ahead.
Yeah, yeah.
So we don't have to wait for a table.
I know. I was like, God, I miss Chi-Chi's.
Good stuff.
It was good.
Wasn't Chi-Chi's named after...
Boobs. Okay.
Max McGee, wide receiver for the Green Bay Packers. Look this up, Jason. I'm telling you. His wife, he was the owner of Chi-Chi's Restaurants. His wife was named Chi-Chi, and that's who it's named after. And he was the wide receiver for the Green Bay Packers, and he was killed, like, not... like 10 years ago or something, tragically, but that's how Chi-Chi's... He ran Chi-Chi's restaurants.
I think Chi-Chi, in Japanese, Chi-Chi's means boobs.
I think that's true,
probably.
Chi-Chi's are in Spanish.
No, yeah, Chi-Chi's is a Spanish restaurant, but in Japanese, Chi-Chi's means...
Really?
Yeah.
What was the name you just said? Max McGee?
Max McGee.
Yeah.
Wide receiver for the Green Bay Packers.
You know that?
Green Bay, yep.
invented Chi-Chi's restaurant.
How'd he die tragically?
Well, let's go to Max McGee here.
Wasn't he? Didn't he? No, was he? Was it something to do with a satellite dish or fell off a roof?
He's died. Oh, he died 2007.
He fell off a roof or something.
Death. I'm reading this cold.
Okay.
All right.
Cold read.
In 2007, at the age of 75,
That's good life.
McGee died after a fall at his home in Minnesota.
What the fuck is wrong with
him? He fell from the roof on October 20th while removing leaves with a leaf blower. Yeah.
See, this guy back behind me.
And I'm not reading the rest.
Yeah, don't.
He's constantly blowing the leaves off his roof.
Read it.
It's sad.
I won't read it if it's too sad. But
his wife was Chi-Chi, right? And that's Chi-Chi's restaurant.
Don't read it.
The very last sentence.
You can go to Wikipedia yourself.
Yeah,
Let me see.
Not necessary. Damn, but he also had colon cancer.
Hey.
So it was a good thing.
All I'm saying is he really didn't like those leaves being on the roof. Jeff has to know.
I have to know.
It's not that bad. I mean, it's
bad. No, it's not pleasant, you know.
Yeah, it sucks.
I don't know how stuff like that goes into my brain and doesn't come out.
That's amazing. You said Max McGee, and I'm like, are you mixing names here?
No, he was the MVP of the first Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Ever?
Yeah. He went out and got drunk the night. It's a famous story. He went out and got drunk
No, it's not. That's the thing. It is not a famous story at all.
And I forget, Carol Dale.
It's a story, Judge.
The other wide receiver of the Packers, Carol Dale or Boyd Dowler, one of them, got injured, and he had to go into the game, and he was, like, vomiting and, like, hung the fuck out.
Oh, I feel like there's a story. Isn't there a baseball story like this where the guy was, like, high and or tripping on acid?
Doc Ellis pitched a no-hitter in the World Series high on acid or something.
Yeah.
There's a documentary about that.
Mm.
What do you have in front of you, Jess?
I have the menu
for Nature Box.
And I'm assuming you gave it to me because you're going to let me pick some stuff out and you're going to buy it.
Box makes snacks that actually taste great and are better for you. That's the sweet spot of Jessica. She knows all these healthy snacks. Pick a couple.
I'll pick one for each of you guys.
Oh, okay.
If you were a snack, what would you be? I'm going to say...
Something with cashews.
There's a cashew crumble. Would you get down with that?
I'd be down on that.
Would you like that? I'm going to...
What would Jeff be?
Jeff would be...
Uh-huh.
Jeff would be...
Uh-huh.
I'm still looking.
All you have to do is go to naturebox.com and check out their snack catalog. There are over 100 snacks to choose from, and they're constantly adding delicious new snacks. You just choose the snacks you want, and they deliver them right to your door. You don't even have to get up.
Here's how I look at this. You're going
to
eat a lot of Thanksgiving food, and probably over the weekend you're just going to snack.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Snack.
So now's the time to buy them.
Now's the time.
That's true.
What am I?
I think Jeffy would be mac and cheese with veggies.
Mac and cheese with veggies? That's a snack?
Says. Yeah, if it's little.
Oh, that sounds...
Yeah. Wait. You can get mac and cheese?
Yeah, huh? You get mac and cheese and veggies.
What would Hoffy be?
I'm in.
I'm going to say that he would be sweet blueberry almonds.
Mm-hmm. Double down on that shit.
I could double down. Yeah,
you double down on
I want to try the Kung Pao pretzels.
Oh.
I know.
Yeah.
Right now, and at NatureBox right now, you'll save even more because NatureBox is offering Chick McGee Show fans 50% off your first order.
What?
When you go to naturebox.com/podcast. That's naturebox.com/podcast for 50% off your first order. How do I do that? Once again, don't forget naturebox.com/podcast. Get half off from naturebox.com. I'm Cashew Crumble, evidently.
I want to give you the cashew crumble.
All right. Why don't you circle that?
I'm going to circle the one.
Now, back to Chi-Chi's. Fried ice cream. Was that the first time you ever heard of fried ice cream was Chi-Chi's?
We just had this conversation.
Yeah. I don't know who came up with the term fried ice cream, but they're geniuses.
No, it is fried. Chi-Chi's was fried ice cream. Chi-Chi's had the coldest freezer. Like, there's a freezer. There's a real deep freezer. And they would make the balls of ice cream, and then they would put them in the deep freezer.
Balls.
And they would put them in the freezer. And then they would put something over, they would do something. It was like a batter or whatever, and they would literally dunk it in a hot grease and pull it right back out. Like it was just like,
because they rolled it in what?
Like, and afterwards they would roll it in cinnamon and sugar.
Afterwards. Because yeah. I always thought it was kind of a brown sugar.
I thought it was cornflakes.
On the outside. No, that's how they do it now because Chi-Chi's, nobody does that anymore. Nobody takes the time to do a proper fried ice cream. So now they crunch up cornflakes and they think they're going to pull one over on you, but it doesn't work and it makes me mad.
You know what killed Chi-Chi's?
Yeah.
Other than Max McGee dying?
Yeah, it was tomatoes.
Hepatitis A.
Hepatitis A.
Good.
What?
Yeah.
That was the demise.
I didn't know about that.
Four deaths, 600 and some victims.
Mm-hmm.
Whew. Wow. Green onions.
Green onions.
Green onions, Jess.
That's a great song.
I still love green onions.
Do we have green onions? Booker T and the MGs.
You know, that's really not fair. That's not a fair way to go. No. You go out for dinner. You have some onions.
Friday night.
And it kills you.
I remember that was the most trouble I ever got in public was at a Chi-Chi's.
I don't even have to hear this story.
We were at the Greenwood Chi-Chi's and we were with
my
dad and his girlfriend and her three kids and then my brother and I. And do you remember the Chi-Chi's? Like it was packed on Friday night.
Yeah,
it was always packed.
It was the pulse of the city.
Well, but I would always go over because I don't know what I was thinking. But it was really, really busy, and I did hear them call our party, and I did not go to the booth when I heard it because I was playing with the cigarette machine. I always pulled all the things in the cigarette machine to see if there would be cigarettes that
would
fall
out. Which was still at Chi-Chi's. Shocker.
And it was, I just remember it being like out of a movie, like in my memory it was, because my dad grabbed the back of my shirt, like to the point that I was like, ah! Yeah.
And like this, all of a sudden, this unseen force, you're like levitated backwards.
And here's what I love about your dad. Your dad probably saw that you weren't paying attention.
Yeah.
He's just like, let's go to the table.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's like, I'm going to teach her something. Yeah. Here.
But then I never came to the table, so he had to come find me.
Oh, that's so great.
Yeah. I'm not saying that I'm unconcerned with kidnapping, but I just always felt like that was like a threat my parents would make. Someone's going to take you. No, they're not. No, they're not.
You don't even want me.
Yeah, you
so
don't.
What,
yeah,
why would you
don't
even care.
Half the time, you're telling me people.
I'm an imposition. Yeah. Dude. I'm a pain in the ass. Why would you care if I got kidnapped?
Yeah.
I hear you. Yeah, I know. The most trouble I got in publicly. Goodness gracious.
I mean, from my dad, that was, like I said, that was the most trouble I got in, because then he's got his teeth together and he's saying, I'm going to whip your ass when I get home and that kind of thing. My dad would never publicly humiliate me. My mom, on the other hand, that was a sport.
Didn't your mom have gas at one point?
No, she didn't have gas. I did. What happened?
Does the healing crystal help that?
I don't know. We were at the library. I've told this story. Have I not told this story?
Yeah, I love it though.
we were at the library,
I haven't heard this. I don't think.
I don't recall this. No.
Okay, I think once I get to the end, you guys might remember. But
well, I kind of think I know what the end is.
Yeah. So we were at the library, standing in line, waiting to check out our books, and I sneezed, and. It created a lot of pressure, and I also tooted at the same time.
How old were you?
I was probably 7, and it was very, very loud, and my mom shoved me out of line and said, Jessica, because she didn't want anybody to think that she had passed gas.
Yeah, it wasn't about you.
No, it wasn't about her. Me. Yeah. Yeah. So, and I was I was always very conscious of being gassy. No, not so much, but I just don't.
So sneeze.
No.
Sneeze away.
But I still think toots are very funny. Like they make me giggle very hard.
It could have been when I hit Ricky Culp with my car. That might have been.
You got in trouble?
Yeah, but he ran out in the middle of the street and he was running across Main
Street. On purpose?
Yeah, he was running across Main Street and I just clipped him with my car and broke his leg. And I had to I stopped the car and picked up and carried him to Madison County Hospital.
You broke his leg?
Oh yeah, broke it. Yeah, shattered it.
Shadoo.
Clean off.
Yeah.
This isn't a crosswalk, motherfucker.
I'm walking here. Well, you should be. It's the middle of the fucking street.
Okay, there's a video, Jess. of a, with all it says is baby sneeze fart.
Oh.
It's got 14 million views. Time out.
Damn it, I wish we had a phone when
is
I was
it the
seven.
Panda?
Is it the panda?
No. It's a baby. It's oh. a, it's a full, right. it's a,
I hope it scares itself and then cries.
Okay, I'm going to play this, all right? Here's the audio.
Creepy? Creepy?
Mm-hmm. It's a dad touching.
Creepy?
That was backwards, though. Yeah.
It was fart sneeze.
That was a sneeze. Oh. What was that? What did she do for laugh, sneeze, fart? Is
it
that
just
what
said
happened?
Baby sneeze, fart. But it should have been baby fart sneeze.
She fart sneezed.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, she did fart sneeze.
Yeah, but this is apparently Tom Segura has like trademarked the sneeze fart. Like the it's like the double,
you know, once you look at something
like the that, double barrel or something. Oh, I don't know what he calls it.
So then now, of course, it recommends things, and the next. Top 10 babies farts.
What's number? Let's just go right to number one.
No, I can't do that. All right, here we go. No, there's an ad.
A top 10 baby farts. Have you guys? Okay, another thing from one of my favorite things from Vine ever is where it's this kid and he looks like he's laying on the couch, but in the background, like probably 10, 15 feet away from him, there's this chubbier girl that's sitting on a computer chair looking at something on a computer.
Oh, yeah.
And he screams her name and it scares her so bad that
she farts really loud. Yeah. And then and everybody starts laughing. It's the funniest thing you've ever seen.
She's so mad.
I feel bad for the future of comedy. And
these are the top 10
top
farts.
10 baby farts
in the world.
Number 10.
Ooh. Definitely 10.
No good. Yeah. Let's just go to 5.
I'll go to here's 3.
Okay.
It could already happen.
That's number one, and it scares the kid too.
The kid starts crying.
Always funny.
Oh my god!
Check that diaper. Crying. All right, number 2. Some kid sitting there. It didn't.
Weak.
Weak sauce. Weak sauce.
Oh, then they start mixing it. All right, when we get to number 1, we'll get to it. But he smiles, though.
Oh, that's me.
Number
Sorry.
1.
Number 1. One.
Wait. Oh, here we go.
You can do it. You can do it. Come on.
Oh!
That was a visual.
Yeah, that was
the
baby powder on the butt.
Oh, the baby powder flying out. Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. That was true. Probably, the way it sounded, it was probably like Funny Stone Videos or something.
Yeah. Man, what a show. Gather around on a Friday night, watch America's Funniest Home Videos.
I miss...
Yeah, it's an AFV video. Have you seen this one where the little brother has
Tom
the best
Bergeron.
Reaction to his sister? And his sister's cute. And he's
I've seen this.
This chubby kid, and she lets loose the nastiest. It's so gross.
All right, then.
Sorry. No. What is wrong with us?
You ever farted on an elevator and then somebody got on?
I feel like that's like a Mr. Bean movie or something.
Yeah.
Could be.
Yeah. Listen.
What's the etiquette for farting in a urinal? At a urinal, not in one.
Oh, my gosh. A friend of mine posted a picture of her son, and he looked like he'd been crying. And she was like, this is so-and-so. This is, let's say, this is Jeff, for sake, lack of a better word name. She was like, this is Jeff. Jeff is 7. Jeff drank out of a public urinal today. Jeff is grounded for life. And I was oh my God.
Drank out of the urinal?
Yeah.
Well, maybe the mother of Jeff didn't teach the kid.
Okay.
Well he may have been on
the dad.
She wasn't in there.
When I was in preschool.
Oh God.
We were in the bathroom and I'm washing my hands and I'm about to leave. Tommy Moorhead's still at the urinal. This weird kid with a bowl cut is at the urinal and goes, you guys want to see some magic? And he drank his own piss out of his dick.
Oh, like just squirted
just
it in his mouth?
Lifted it up and squirted it and drank it. I'll never forget it.
Was this before or after Waterworld?
I wish I could.
After Waterworld?
You boys want to see some magic?
As good a place as any to stop,
yeah,
don't you think?
I need a song.
Oh, we need a Novocaine by Beck. That's
Novocaine,
what I want
to
hear.
There
yeah.
we go.
Novocaine.
Oh, I got that, baby.
Anything
one,
to make us
two.
Numb.
No, that's not 1, 2. You know what to do. That's,
Did I ruin it? Did I?
Jeffy.
Yeah, pretty much ruined it.
There's...
there's stories you tell yourself.
That was one of them.
And then there's stories you tell other people.
Like, I could have used, like the last part of that. I could have gone without.
No, you could have just, been, you want to see some magic, and we'd have laughed, and you would have, you could have stopped the story there.
Well, even the first part of it, but the last part.
I like those movies where they just, like, leave it to your imagination. Like, you don't see the monster. You just got to.
Okay. Well, I want to throw down here, chick.
That's the Chick McGee Show. I'm Chick. That's Jess. That's Jeff. That's Jason. This is Beck. Good night, everybody.
This is a Podcast One production.
There's nothing like the thrill of a last-second victory. That buzzer beater from 20 feet out. The game-winning field goal that just makes it as the clock ticks down. That great limited-time deal on a new 2017 Volkswagen at the Volkswagen Model Year End Event. We need to make room for the 2018s, so this could be your last chance to get a great deal on select 2017 Volkswagen models. Visit your nearest Volkswagen dealer for a test drive today. But hurry, because the clock is ticking and we can't call time out.
Virginia buries its dead. I'm Rita Foley with an AP News Minute. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe is talking about President Trump's response to the violence in Charlottesville over the weekend at a white supremacist rally.
Those remarks are dividing people. We cannot be dividing people.
Governor McAuliffe told CBS this morning he knows two of the three people who were killed that day.
I have lost three great citizens yesterday, Heather Heyer's funeral. Tomorrow we will have to put to rest Trooper Burke Bates, who had been part of my executive protection detail, and then on Saturday, Lieutenant Jay Cullen, who'd been my pilot. This breaks your heart.
Heather Heyer died when a car rammed a group of protesters. The two Virginia State Troopers were killed while monitoring the rally when their helicopter went down. Prison visitations are off at a state facility or all state facilities in Florida, where they say they have credible intelligence indicating some sort of security threat. There are no details available yet. I'm Rita Foley.